With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Just a few months before being hit with $2 million in fines from the state for violating coronavirus safety rules, local health officials were saying Gebers Farms had established impeccable protocols before coming under the scrutiny of Labor and Industries. One thing the state doesn't appear to be considering, 12th District Representative Keith Gaynor says, is what workers do on their own time.
That is a frustration for any employer when they're being held accountable for certain spacing and certain numbers, and yet when that individual is off the clock, if you try and regulate people's lives, then of course you're being too oppressive, of the individual. So it's a no-win situation.
On top of that, Gaynor says the crops won't wait for workers trying to follow these rules.
Whether it's harvesting or even, the summer work, whether it's thinning or, whatever kind of work is going on, you have specific time frames. This work needs to be accomplished, and then you move on to the next phase. And there doesn't seem to be a recognition of how that factors in.
And farming in general, Gaynor says, is unpredictable.
The growing season, has time constraints to it, and you can't slow down production or ramp up, just because things are better. I mean, you've got variables that you have to deal with that obviously you can't control.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the accusations aimed at Gebers and the unfortunate implications. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.